Just out of curiosity, among the members of the audience, how many are there who cannot follow the teachings in English but rather have to rely on Chinese translations? If you can raise your arms.
Okay. Then it's necessary, translation. I thought almost none. In that case, the Chinese translator is extra sort of burden. No need. So good, yes. Can you hear Chinese translation? Very good, very good. I'm going to show you the Jemin Nambozo in the Shetia, the Kasul Puget, Kangem, Nyon, Karislavna, the Pearl and Nanchu Matakun, the Janalia, Turup Shishi, Turup Jada Shishi, Halam.
Actually, I feel hardly any reservations, actually less reservations when giving Buddhist lectures to the Chinese audience, because Buddhism has actually flourished in China. In fact, 4 centuries earlier than Tibet. So when speaking to a Chinese Buddhist audience, in a way I'm explaining something which is already a part of their own traditional religious faith. And also there's already an established standardized vocabulary in Chinese for the Buddhist terms.
The Western language now and the French generic, German English generic, and the better terminology and the cabaret,